Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Capital City. This is your host, Preston. Thanks again for tuning in. If you hadn't had a chance to check out the website, it's capitalcitypodcast.com. Capitalcitypodcast.com. Also, I'm on Instagram at pbakernyc, where there's a link in the bio to capitalcitypodcast.com. So definitely do check that out. We definitely appreciate you. I want to know how you guys are doing with the Million Dollar Challenge. Are you motivated? Let me know how you're feeling right now. Are you motivated to make this $1 million in the next 365 days? Days are counting down. You know, if you haven't started, let's get started. Don't forget to follow that hashtag on Instagram, hashtag MDIN365, hashtag MDIN365. Today, I really wanted to kind of just vibe with you guys a little bit and get some idea on how we can motivate ourselves to pursue our goals, because I feel like a lot of times, I could speak from my experience. You know, sometimes when the money is funny, we lose motivation, or when things aren't going as planned, we kind of lose motivation. So I wanted to touch on that, because it's just like, how do we stay motivated? You know, how do we stay motivated? And I think the best way to stay motivated is to learn from the stories of others. I mean, you know, it's good to make the mistake and learn from the process, but you can speed up the process just by learning somebody else's story. And I find it interesting. That's why I like to do the interviews. And we have a few more coming soon. Just learning people's stories and how they got to where they got to. And I do like to read different biographies, autobiographies of people who have found some level of success. And I like to hear their story. A lot of times you can hear yourself or place yourself at some point in someone else's story. So when it comes to motivation, I always tell people, like, just follow the stories, like listen to the stories, you know, and you're going to see your story is not so different than others. It's just that the difference between someone who failed and someone succeeded is that the person who succeeded just knew they were going to make it and they kept going, you know, no matter the odds, no matter where they were, how low they found themselves, they just kept going. And I think that's an issue for people who fail, is that you end up quitting at some point, you fall, you just, you know, you're looking around and you're like, you know what, this isn't going to happen, I'm going to go back and do this. And that could be the wrong idea. I mean, it may be the right idea for you at that time, but you may look back at it and say, man, you know, what if? And we don't, I live in a life where I just don't want to have any what ifs right now. So I look back in my own life and I say, man, you know, I've taken opportunities and I've, you know, some of the opportunities didn't pan out, and they don't always pan out. You're going to do 1,000 things in this life and in your lifetime, you're doing hundreds of thousands of different things probably that you probably don't even remember how many no's you received as a child. You know, it's just like life keeps going and we just got to keep pushing, and you got to find your way to crack the door open a little bit, just to get a little glimpse of what's going on inside and try to find your way inside the door one day. So that's my idea for staying motivated. I just say the best way to stay motivated is just to read. You know, keep reading, keep learning, get motivated by other people's stories. I watch a lot of videos of people that are successful. I like to hear them talk. I mean, it just gets me going when I'm in my downtime. You know, when I'm down, and I get down like everybody else. I believe everybody gets down. And sometimes we, you know, we want support from certain people and we don't get that support. And we think we're so angry, but we're not really angry at those people. We're angry at ourselves for the position we find ourselves in. And that's the truth. You know, so, you know, I always watch on the Instagram, people talk about my haters. No one has real true haters unless you're like a super successful person. I mean, you have people that you may not like and people that don't like you, but no one is stopping your progress. You know, I mean, if you're in a position where people are stopping your progress, maybe you need to fall back out that position, but nobody's actually stopping your progress. No one is stopping you from being successful, from finding success. So You know, it's not that people are hating. It's more us. You know, it's a reflection of how we feel about our situation. And then when you're down, you kind of look at everything else that's wrong. And we don't look in the mirror. And that's why I say reading is good, because it gives you opportunity to look in the mirror and you get to look at yourself and kind of check out what's going on. Because, I mean, I've read so many different stories, and I find myself in quite a few of them, like where I am now. And I'm like, man, that's chapter three. That's chapter three right there. I know what he's talking about. And when you could connect on that, and then you see their end game and where they ended up, and then you say, you know what, I'm on my way, you know? Because now is, believe it or not, I believe now more than ever, there is more opportunity to find success than ever before on your own level, building your own brand, scaling independently. Because, you know, you think about back in the Ford years when people had to work in those warehouses and work on the assembly lines. And I mean, there wasn't much opportunity. It's like whoever found a way, and then you needed to eat, and they paid you whatever they wanted to pay you. But even then, you know, you think about somebody like Rockefeller, who had nothing. He had an idea, and he became the richest man in our time to date. To date, he amassed the most wealth to date. And it's just because of opportunity. And I think, like, you know, back then, maybe the opportunities wasn't as visual as they are now. Like, they were there, but people didn't always have the access to know that there was these opportunities existed. Whereas today, now everything, I mean, you can run a business online from home and still have your 9-to-5 job. You know, how real is that? You can literally run a business from home online. You know, I'm talking to you through a podcast right now, and at the end of this podcast, you're going to hear a brief commercial, or maybe in the middle of the podcast, you'll hear a brief commercial, and they're going to give me some kind of token for that. I mean, it's not a lot. It may be like 3 cents for per person who hears it, or 1 cent for every person who hears it, whatever. But there's I'm able to monetize everything I do at this point. And that's why I say, so, you know, when we look at it, we just got to, when we to get motivated again, sometimes we just have to realize, man, we're in a great time. You know, you have to do reverse psychology in yourself and let yourself know, you know, I'm in the perfect opportunity. This is a perfect chance. You know, I don't never want to be at this position again. I'm going to push myself so I'll never have this situation again. And the best thing to do, like I said, is to read some stories and just hear other people's story of how they found success. So whoever you find that you're interested in, whether it's a Warren Buffett or a Jay-Z or an actor or, you know, some kind of business professional, they've all done, at this point, I mean, unless you're looking back, they've all done interviews. You can Google their interviews. You can hear their story. You can read their biographies. You can read their books. And just, you know, stay close to what you're doing. But at the same time, just keep learning from others. And you don't have to take exactly their information of how, you know, their how-tos, because it may be a different time. But just the fact that they found the way, the creativity, the ability to make changes mid-flight, the ability to just persevere through all kind of adversity. You know, when you have adversity on such a plateau where you have nothing, and you hear some stories where people started off at $6 and $5, it's amazing, you know. So just read and know that today, you know, look up someone that you always thought was, that you thought, you know, embodied success to you, what you find as success. And read their story, or look them up and learn their story, and just hear yourself in their story, and then motivate yourself to keep going. So that's my idea for today, how to stay motivated during the down times, and just keep pushing. You know, this is the time. Right now is the time. That's why the $1 Million Challenge is so relevant right now to me, and I hope it's connecting with you, because this is the time. We can make this thing happen. So make sure you go to Instagram, follow me at PBakerNYC, and then follow that hashtag, #MDIN365. Let's go. This is the Capital City community. We're going to grow together. We're going to build together, and we're going to become financial success stories together. So let's do it. You know, don't let nothing hold you back. Don't let anybody tell you what you can't do. Put that blinders on just like a racehorse and just stay on track. Stay on your track until you hit the finish line. And make sure you engage with us on the hashtag. It's #MDIN365. Now, when you go search and you follow it, you can also see other people's posts, and you can, let's engage with each other and tell each other stories. You know, like, listen, I started my business today. Put it up there. You know, I started my business today, or I just made a great sale, close a deal today. Put it up there. You know, get that motivation in the community. Each individual success empowers the community. So let's do it. Let's make it happen. The $1 million challenge is on. I want to see you guys reach success. I want to hear your stories, and I just want to see the growth. You know, that's why we do this podcast. It's about educating on personal finance, educating on business, staying motivated, changing the mindsets. I mean, it's related to that holistic point of view of how we look at success in this world as far as when it comes to money. And I think that, you know, having a community like this and building something like this, you know, whether 5 people do it or 1 million people do it, it's just going to keep growing and empowering us to do more. So I want to see you guys at the top. So follow us at PBakerNYC and follow the hashtag MDIN365. $1 million challenge is on. I hope you join us. Have a great one. Until next time, I will talk to you soon. Tune in for this next brief message.